Honestly, I can't remember learning about Passionados when I was still in the Philippines. I don't know. The teacher might have said something. My teacher, history teachers, might have said something about Passionados, but it wasn't really emphasized. But during my first few months here in the United States, attending Liza's classes, I get to know about Passionados, and it was then that I realized that my situation can actually be compared to the Passionados, because the Passionados were also supported financially by the United States government, and they went here, or they came here, to learn the ways of running the government. At that time, the United States needed people in the Philippines to help them govern the Philippines. It was just when the Philippines started to recover from the devastation brought about by the war against the Spain, against the Spaniards. And I think among the similarities between Passionados and Fulbright, Passionado program and Fulbright, are the fact that one, they're both supported financially, and participants are those who are given the opportunity to go to the United States by virtue of both programs, are educated in the sense that they finish their certain degree, and they basically also like expected to give back something, you know, in the form like it's a responsibility, it's both have the responsibilities to share whatever they learned from being in the United States. And I also think that in both programs, the United States has also benefited a lot, because not only for example, in Passionado, they were able to train the leaders to run the Philippine government the way they wanted it, like the American ways. And the same thing with the Fulbright program. They benefit in the sense that the cultural exchange that is done by being part of the program, the Americans, especially the students, gain more understanding about other cultures. And I think it's a benefit.